News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Good morning. Thank you very much for being here. It is the Dale Jackson Yaffe Super Show. We do have our $50 free-for-all Friday question of the day. It's out there. It's a scientific, non-scientific poll. Who are you voting for in the 5th Congressional District? Dale Strong, Casey Wardinsky, Paul Sanford, Andy Blaylock, John Roberts, and others. Mm-hmm. Give me another one, Yaffe.
Who are we missing? What was the
guy? I don't
guys?
Know either. So that's the point. You can go vote. You can go vote in the poll.
We saw him at the forum, but I forget his name.
Yeah, you can go vote in the poll right now. If you would like, in any of our forums, you can call in 866-494-WVNN. You can also go to our gigaparts.com instant reaction. You can go to Facebook and Twitter at the Dale Jackson or email us, dale@wvnn.com. And ScoutPestControl.com, WVNN Hot Take text line 925-494-9866. Lots of ways to get in there and have your voice heard right now. Yaffe, you want to go ahead and tell us who you're voting for?
No, next week is Yaffe Endorsement Week.
Okay,
you'll find out everyone I'm voting for.
I'm sure everyone's waiting with bated breath for that one. All right, yes. Let's talk about Mike Durant's week just real quick here before we turn it over to Sean Sullivan and Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5. Forget about the week. Let's talk about the last 24 hours here. This Lincoln Project thing. Summarize it for the listeners who don't know. Arthur Orr said, we're living in a bubble. Burst the bubble. Tell everyone what's going on.
So Rick Wilson with the Lincoln Project apparently, according to Mike Durant, sent Durant a postcard with the address. The return address was something from the Shawshank Redemption, by the way. Mike Durant didn't notice that. Calling him all kinds of names or whatever. Mike Durant posts this on Twitter to make it seem like, okay, I hate the Lincoln Project now, and look how bad they are now, because Katie Britt's been saying he's connected to the Lincoln Project in some way. Then, of course, Rick Wilson tweets out.
There are ties. The ties are obvious. That's not a smear. That's a statement of fact.
Right. Yeah. The PACs that are supporting Mike Durant definitely have connections to the Lincoln Project. So Durant's trying to, you know, separate himself from that. Posts this postcard on Twitter. Rick Wilson comes out and says, yeah, that's not me. You're an idiot. But I still endorse you to make Mike Durant look bad. And nobody believes that thing was legit. And it just either he faked it and it was a stupid play because no one bought it, or he really did fall for something that was obviously fake to begin with.
God, what in the world were they thinking?
I don't know.
Like, what were they thinking? I mean, why even engage in this? It's just so...
I don't know a single person who thought it was legit in the beginning. Not a single person.
It's just so weird. It was so weird to see it, and I was just like, this is really stupid. This is beyond stupid. This is embarrassing. I mean, just totally embarrassing. And as this play is being made by Durant, he gets completely blown up and embarrassed. Blown up and embarrassed. Completely blown up and embarrassed. This campaign's almost over for him, right? Can he rebound from this week he's having, because it's bad?
I don't see how
either. Go ahead and mute those guys who are coming in here. Kelsey, they're coming in. I can hear Jeff Poore talking. Hey, listen, when you say it's bad, when I say it's bad for Durant, let's be clear about this. This is an integrity hit. This is an intelligence hit. This is a leadership hit. This is a judgment hit. I mean, there's all of it just makes him look terrible.
Matter what it is, either he got fooled or he played a game that didn't work, which neither makes him look good.
So last night at this event, this Yellowhammer event, here's what I found interesting. A lot of people were sort of trying to figure out what this was and what people should think about this and what exactly the story behind this whole thing is. And I just said, look, either way he loses. Either way you slice this, he is a loser in this situation. He looks bad. He looks silly. He looks stupid. But no matter what it is, he looks like a clown. You agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
I couldn't believe that a campaign would put themselves in this situation where they look this bad. I mean, it was really strange. And I think a lot of people, it's off-putting.
It makes me wonder if it really was the campaign or Durant just fell for it because he's not as experienced at this.
Some people suggest the whole thing's theater.
Well, it's dumb theater.
I'm not saying it's not.
Get a better theater director.
But some people are suggesting the whole thing is theater, and maybe the whole fake, the fight is fake. I was one of those people suggesting that early on, facetiously. You don't buy it?
No, I don't buy it. It's Rick Wilson is not going to get involved in some kind of fake fight like that for Mike Durant. There's no way.
I like how in this case you're like, oh, Rick Wilson would never do such a thing. Like, Rick Wilson is like this this person who we're supposed to think highly of. There's a reason why he's a foil. Because he sucks. Mm-hmm. You know, and all this does is highlight the Lincoln Project's connection to Mike Durant, and it makes Mike Durant look bad. That's my take.
Yeah, well, and it just makes him, to me, it just makes him look stupid because he fell for something.
It looks very amateurish.
That's what I see.
It looks very amateurish. I mean, it just really does. It's really sad. All right, coming up next, two heavy hitters, Sean Sullivan, Jeff Poor, or Jeff Poor and Sean Sullivan. They can hash out who the bigger star is. I don't know. Now from FM Talk down in FM Talk 106.5 down in Mobile. They'll fill in next. Stay tuned. Dale Jackson.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.